Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In that moment, Ben came over to me right before, and he goes, you know, these are times that you're made for. So, you know, it provided, you know, belief and confidence that he has in me. And then from there, I went to the huddle and, you know, looked everybody in the eyes, and, you know, this is the moment. This is where we go win the game. Just being composed, trying to be as calm as possible for those guys and look everybody in the eyes and understand that this is our moment. This is where we go win the game.
Rahimi, Harrison, Grody on The Score.
That's Caleb Williams right there, who did engineer an 11-play, 69-yard drive to ultimately put the Bears ahead and to ultimately win the game after the 2-yard touchdown pass, with DeAndre Swift being the one to touch the end zone there. Made it 25-24. Josh Blackwell blocks a kick, and the Bears get their second win of the season. They are 2-2 so far this year. What do you think about Caleb Williams' day yesterday, Marshall Harris?
I thought it was less than ideal, given the pocket situation and its tendency to collapse before. He seemed frantic all day long, and understandably so, especially after you see Max Crosby make the type of plays that he's been known to make early on, literally just taking away a scoring opportunity from the Bears when he bats the ball up in the air, catches it himself. Max Crosby, I think, was in the back, front, side of everyone's minds that was on offense. I think Caleb Williams was no exception. I do like how he comported himself and got composed down the stretch. When the game was on the line, he made things happen. I'm almost, and this is selfish of me, I'm almost sad that Blackwell blocking the kick took away another opportunity for Caleb Williams to lead this game-winning drive with 30 seconds left. Yeah. Is that crazy? That's crazy.
No, it's a little bit crazy, but I do see
but you
where
get it, right?
You're coming from. I mean, you picked the Bears to be 7-10, so you're not interested in the playoffs anyway. Trying things and doing things like that, for sure. You're right. It was not good enough early on, and I just went through. I mean, they had 90 total yards in the first half. They had three takeaways the defense gave them and gave the ball to with them in really good field position, and a couple field goals came out of that in the first half. That is certainly not good enough. The stumble bum. Did the Raiders sniff that out, or did they not perform the stumble bum well? DeAndre Swift did the fake flea flicker too. We can get to that as well.
That was great.
But the stumble bum, him falling, the fake fall down, did they just not execute it well, or did they sniff it out?
Okay, so I think that they probably didn't see what they wanted to see down the field after doing the actual stumble bum part of it, so there was nowhere for him to go. But we'll have to wait for the All-22 to know what was going on downfield. My initial reaction is, oh, it must not have been there. That was just my initial thought, because he gets up and looks and decides to, you know, roll out or whatever.
Flung it downfield.
It wasn't there. And back to your original point about the first half and how they weren't good enough early.
Yeah.
Some of that is Caleb Williams, I guess.
Yeah.
But most of it is the fact that they could not run the freaking ball.
Yeah. No.
2 yards
again,
rushing?
Yeah. 16.
2 yards rushing.
88. 2 yards rushing, 88 passing in the first half.
2 yards rushing.
Three penalties. And every Bears penalty just feels like death, doesn't it? Like, they're all of consequence. They're all, like, their rhymes are never on time when it comes to the penalties. Like, how about just a couple innocuous, special teams penalties? You're going to start the ball at the 20 instead. Like, I'll take those, but it just feels like every single one of them are bad. Caleb obviously had a fumble in the second quarter. The ball's batted down. You know, that's another issue that we just talked about a little bit with Weederer, and he has to adjust better. So there were definitely issues. We talked about the great drive that he engineered. Let's hear from Ben Johnson on that final drive that ultimately gave the Bears the victory.
Oh, shoot. I can't remember play by play, to be honest with you, but I remember talking to Caleb before he took the field, and I said, this is what you're built for. These are the moments that he thrives in the most. I think that's really been the story of his life, to be honest with you. And I know he came through for us in a big way. That was a heck of a pass rush. We knew what 98 was capable of. And then, the rest of those guys are really hard blocks as well. And so for us to look up, and we only had one sack, it certainly felt a lot worse than that, because Caleb was having to elude a lot and continue to evade that rush. And so, he found a way. The playmakers found a way. Our O-line found a way to hold on there for us to get a touchdown when we needed it the most.
Yeah, and the thing about Caleb is, as we know, one of the issues for him is not getting rid of the ball quickly enough. Some of that rose up again yesterday. And again, and I get it, like the offensive line was rough in the first half, but knowing when to eject and knowing when to keep your poise and look downfield and find the guy instead of ejecting and things going frantically.
You think he broke the glass in case of emergency a little early
sometimes,
on some of those plays?
Sometimes.
No, I can see that. I think the thing when I was watching him is he wanted to make something happen so badly. Sometimes you just have to eat it. But I think after the way that first half went, especially with just no offensive momentum, just three field goals at the break, even though your defense is sitting here you go,
yeah,
here you go, and them not being able to take advantage of it, I wonder, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall during the halftime goings on.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's rough. That is handing you the game on a platter. You have to take advantage of those moments. And that's why this was, that's why we're using words like gritty to describe this win. Do you say ugly? Do you say gritty?
There's certain quarterbacks that you just expect, if they're in the game late, they'll make something happen.
Yeah.
And this one, we go back to the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, like those quarterbacks. If
Shout out, Layla.
Game, yeah. If those quarterbacks are in the game and they're down by a score, and when they're playing each other, it's usually who has the ball last is going to win the game.
Yeah, and you could see the makings of it with Caleb, right?
I mean,
like, you feel pretty good when he has that desperation in mind where he can let loose. It's on you, man. Go win the game. Do what you got to do. Do whatever you got to do.
It was either a caller or a texter earlier today who referenced this being the opposite of the Washington game. The Commanders game last year.
I believe
year.
It was Ryan Porth who brought that up in our pre-show meeting.
Is that
was
who,
it not?
Is that who it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, it was Ryan Porth.
Ryan Porth.
Did bring that up. See, I remember
things.
Shout
out to Ryan Porth.
Pre-show meeting means something to me, not to you.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, Ryan brought that up, yes.
It probably means more to you. I won't lie.
It does. But, I love the pre-show
but
meeting.
But I'll say
it
this. The thing about that game in Washington, Caleb Williams led them on a game-winning drive not once, but twice.
Yes.
Because the first time, Doug Kramer fumbled the ball away at the goal line. But then he did it again and gave them the lead, only to see it go away. And I thought he was going to have to do it again in this game. But my point is, if Caleb Williams can get it done at the end of games, that will solve a lot of the quote-unquote problems that the Bears offense has.
No doubt, but I do not want to regress back to what last year was for Caleb Williams, and that was oftentimes bad first half, and then he turns it on in the second half, third and fourth quarters, and it's too little too late. Now, yesterday, it worked out just fine, but I don't want to go back to that place because then you are regressing. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Grody, I don't know what more you want from a guy who threw for 98 yards in the first half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Watching his running game produce 2 yards. You're not going to be able to do anything if you can't run the football. And remember, last week, all I said all week long was this. This goes back to high school football or middle school football or whatever level of basic football. Can you run the football and can you stop the run? The answer to both those questions was no for the Bears, but somehow they got a win. Think about that.
Yeah, well.
Did they run the football, Grody?
No, they did not.
Did they stop the run?
They did not.
The question I kept asking myself is, why are they passing the football? Just run.
It's
3 yards in a cloud of dust. Actually, against the Bears defense is more like 10 yards in a cloud of dust. But you get my
gist. That's why I told them boys on the radio in Las Vegas. I said, guys, Genty's going to do some stuff in this game. Like, you guys might see a breakout performance, but the Bears are still going to win the game. Now, I did not expect the Bears to win the game like they did, but they did win the game. And I only just thought it was because, look, I get like these two teams kind of mirrored each other in terms of their seasons and what they do well and what they don't do well so far this year. But I still thought the Bears were a better team and, believe it or not, a better organization than this Raiders organization is right now, which is why the Bears should trade for Max Crosby. This segment is being brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
To your Max Crosby point, 847 on the text line. It looked like Max Crosby bought a condo in the Bears' backfield.
Pretty much. And he's a very aggressive landlord, too. He's the guy that's huffing and puffing, like waiting for you on the first of the month to get your check. That's Max Crosby.
I don't know that I agree with this particular text. 847 says, it's almost like Caleb has mental lapses or he gets bored during the game. And then when the game's on the line, he gets back into it. I don't think it's that simple because he was doing a lot of scrambling for his life yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if he wasn't alert yesterday, he probably would have gotten hurt. How about we hear from Caleb Williams on those moments, if you will?
I think that the belief... I think those moments that, you know, we're born for, that I'm born for, and I think being able to portray the belief that, you know, guys, this is all we got and this is all we need. We're you know, in a position where we're not in a favorite position. We're down. It's all 11 of us on the field, and we got to go do a job. And so I think just the belief, the trust, the hard work that we put in, those are the moments that you wish for. Those are moments that you dream about. And so being able to have those moments and come through is important for, one, the confidence, especially, like I said, in the moment where, you know, it's not a favorite position. You're away, you're down, and you got to go win the game. So it's a confidence builder. It's a culture builder for us. And, you know, especially the type of game we had, a grimy game, like you said, and being able to come together in the end, it builds a lot of confidence for us. And obviously we have things that we have to find ways to get better, get the run game going, get early completions, fast completions. And then obviously when we get our shots, take them. But I think we're creating something, you know, special here, and we got to keep going. Something that we got to keep building on. But it's a tough team, tough opponent over there, tough defense, and they got you know, some really good players over there. And so being able to come together and find a way to come out victorious is Like I said, I think it's a big win for us, especially my first one on the road.
Grimy, better than gritty. I like that description. Gritty is almost like too positive for this game. This game was grimy. That was Caleb Williams here. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. And we are talking about Caleb Williams' game, which was 22 of 37, 212, a touchdown and a pick. I would just like to see that, a little bit more of that through the first three quarters. I mean, the first drive again, a three and out. But this one... And I think if I remember correctly, you were doing a little bit of enabling on this one.
Tell me.
The DeAndre Swift, the third and three. Yeah, it was a third and three to DeAndre Swift, and Caleb Williams zipped it in there, and DeAndre Swift couldn't handle it. And you're like, well, it was a little bit hard the way he threw the ball.
I think DeAndre Swift was caught off guard, which there's no excuse for that. But I thought there was a little extra zip on there.
There was some zip, but you got to be able to put it out there
in a position where he can like catch it comfortably and in stride run with it. It was like, here, take the ball.
All right, what do you got for the Cole Kmet drop then? You got an excuse for that one?
Cole Kmet, like you just read the stats. It's like, well, are we counting the times where players just drop the ball? Because if you're going to bring up DeAndre Swift, you got to talk about Cole Kmet. And you talk about the offense as a whole. If you've got four false starts as a team and one person is responsible for half those starts and he kills one of your drives that could have been a touchdown drive, you get my drift.
Yeah.
That's Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet had a bad game yesterday.
Yeah.
He had a bad game. And I think if you're Cole Kmet, what you couldn't afford to do yesterday was have a bad game. Because on the other side of the bye, they'll have another tight end. I believe he was a first-round pick.
I hope Colson Loveland is back.
Who will probably be getting the lion's share of targets and work as a tight end, as TE1, now that we've seen Cole Kmet have his opportunity.
You're putting Cole away after that
game,
I'm
not putting him away. I'm just saying he's secondary now.
Yeah. Do you know he's from here, man? I mean, you can't just put away a seven-bear player.
I understand that he's from here, which is...
I'm kidding, man.
I hope he rebounds, bounces back. I hope he gets the opportunity, because it doesn't look like he's going to get the opportunity, because there's other weapons that need to be used.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, that's an inexcusable game for him. Where is Roshan?
That question will
be asked every single week.
Special teams?
Yeah, special teams is where you can find Roshan Johnson, and I've shared with you guys, you know, he's trying to figure it out, too. Coming up next, we will take a brief departure from Bears. And then we'll get right back to Bears.
What are we talking about?
We talk about the Cubs.
That's right.
The Cubs are in the playoffs.
Your guy, Seiya Suzuki.
The only place that you can hear the Cubs playoff games locally is right here on 670 The Score.
Wow. Tell them where we'll be tomorrow.
Gallagher Way.
Yeah.
We'll be at Wrigley Field.
Come say hi to Mark Grody and Layla Raheemy and Marshall Harris. Yeah.
Please do. We would welcome that. It's going to be awesome as we will get ready to preview this playoff series, which we will do more of coming up next here on the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.